This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها بث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, As you see around us right now, everybody's talking about the Thanksgiving, talking about the season of giving thanks. Now, people, they have different reasons for that. But for the believer, for a Muslim, there is no one day or one part of the year that is designated for something like this. As a Muslim, you know and you believe that being grateful is part of your deen. And it's part of every single day, if not even every single breath of your life, to be grateful. To be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be grateful for the blessing that you have around you, being grateful to the family that Allah blessed you with, being grateful for many, many, many things. Brothers and sisters, being grateful is extremely important for a believer. I want to explain to you why this is so important, because without it, we're going to get lost, especially in time when, subhanAllah, trials and difficulties and hardships, and people will start thinking negatively. And when you think negatively, you're going to start completely overlook all the blessings they need to be grateful for. And without having that positive outlook at the good things they've been blessed with, subhanAllah, people become depressed and become now psychologically actually kind of trapped into this feeling. Without being grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that you have, you're going to feel lost in a dark space in this world. So what does it mean to be grateful for the Muslims? And how do you understand that? The first thing we need to understand about us as human beings, by nature, or I could say, by default, we're not grateful. By default, you're not grateful. So what does that mean? It's not by nature that you're grateful. It's by character. It's a choice you make to be grateful because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that at the very beginning of Surah Al-Insan. When He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا Does this insan even remember? Do you even know? Do you remember when you've been nothing? Before you became a human being, before you became who you are, لم يكن شيئا مذكورا, it'd be nothing. And then he said, سبحانه وتعالى, إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِي We create this insan for what? For mixed fluids. To try them, to test them, as part of the plan, the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا And we gave him the instruments and the tool by which this test will be valid for them and good for them. Then he said, سبحانه وتعالى, إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ We showed him the way. We guided them. Imma shakiran wa imma kafura. So that he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they choose to be grateful or ungrateful. The translation doesn't give the meaning shakiran aw kafura properly. Why? Because in the Arabic language, Allah says imma shakira, which means some of them will choose to be grateful, wa imma kafura. The expression kafur, fa'ul, in the Arabic language means excessively ungrateful. So what does that mean? It means the majority of the people will not be grateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted that in the Quran as well too. قال وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ And few among my servants who are truly grateful. He used kafur and shakur over here. But when he spoke default about the default state of insan, we're less grateful. So among the few who are grateful, there's even fewer who are truly grateful. Brothers and sisters, this was denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not admitting His favors upon you. All of this is a major sin. As a matter of fact, that is the plotting of the shaytan. Didn't the shaytan say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he challenged Allah azza wa jal, Ya Rabbi, just let me to live until the end of time. I'll prove it to you. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ Says, I promise you, I will attack them from behind them, from in front of them, from the right side, from the left side. I'll leave no place for them. ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين, and you would not find the majority to be grateful to you. Which means the majority will not be grateful to you. That's the plotting of the shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, reminded us of the danger of being ungrateful over and over and over and over again, many, many times in the surah we all admire to listen to because it sounds beautiful. But do we even understand the meaning of that warning and that threat? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, he says. Which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? Almost after every ayah in Surah Al-Rahman, Allah is reminding us, you will deny me. You will. You will reject my favors upon you. You will forget about these favors that Allah has blessed you with. He says that multiple times. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Lord are you going to deny? What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? As much as we try to be grateful, we still overlook a lot of blessings. When something happens to us, we forget. And we go back again to being what? Being ungrateful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says about us, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَيْشُ قَيْلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. He says, look, I've given you the earth. I've given you all the blessings of this earth. And he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَيْشُ, I give you life here. And then he says, قَيْلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. But you're not so grateful. Little or seldom that you give gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, being grateful is a matter of character, is not just a matter of nature, as we understand from this. So if you want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does that exactly even mean? You need to be consciously thinking of being grateful to Allah azza wa jalla. Showing your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it needs to be on regular basis to Allah azza wa jalla. That's what it means. So how can we do this? How can we do this? See, when it comes to showing the gratitude, first of all, you have to understand you're doing it in different ways. There's the verbal and the nonverbal. The nonverbal way to do gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through what, ya jama'ah? Through your heart. This heart, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a blessing, are you content with it? Do you feel in your heart that you're happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with? You know what? Even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to test one of us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any trials, ya Rabbil Alameen. But if we go through tests and trials, how do we receive that? People have different levels on how to receive the trials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he divided them to categories. Because in the face of trials, some people, they choose the path of tasakhut. They start whining and start crying and going out and complaining, and they leave nobody to complain to. About Allah Azza wa Jalla and about what they're going through. He goes, and this is Muharram. That is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. It's prohibited. The second, he said, some of us will show patience. What does it mean to show patience? Meaning, I'm not going to say anything bad. I'm not going to do anything bad. But you know what? I don't like it. In my heart, I despise it. I don't like it. That's okay. As long as you don't say anything, you should be fine. You're safe at least. The third category, he says, قال الرضا. When you have that satisfaction in your heart. You're not just accepting it, no, you're also satisfied. That Allah chose this for me, I don't understand the wisdom, but I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better for me. So I'm satisfied with that. But then what is better than that? What is better than that? He goes, maqam al-shukr. When you get to the level of gratitude, that even you see a great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great blessing of Allah azza wa jal being given to you even through these trials. Like you look at the big picture right now. Not at the pixel part of it that is part of your life. No, the whole thing right now. Being part of this makes you feel more satisfied and willing to give gratitude because Allah chose you to go through this trial, maybe for something better for you. Who can reach at that level of understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, and your ability and capability of being grateful in a moment like this? Who can get to that level? We could barely be grateful when things are good. Imagine being grateful when things are not so good. Brothers and sisters, the heart is the most important thing. You can maybe say, Alhamdulillah, but does your heart, you know, comply with that? When I say, I thank Allah for things, you know, but is your heart really complying with that? And I mentioned that many, many times, and I still hear it from people. Whenever you ask them, how are you doing? They say, I cannot complain. I said, you already complained. Like when you say, Alhamdulillah, I cannot complain, or it could be better, you already complained. Just say, Alhamdulillah, and be satisfied with that. That's the highest level. But it requires a lot of training, a lot of training, a lot of exercise, failures here and there, but at the end, you will get there, inshallah. Once someone tells you, how are you doing? Say, Alhamdulillah. And so many blessings. And you will say it with joy, even though you have nothing. But because you know if Allah chose to put you through this, you know He has wisdom. And I'm going to go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan for me. That's the absolute submission. Brothers and sisters, the other form of gratitude is with the tongue. When you say, Alhamdulillah, Ashukrulillah, every time you know, you remember, say, Alhamdulillah. You see something, Alhamdulillah. And we say Alhamdulillah, whether we're seeing we're going through something good or something as a hard or hardship. We go always Alhamdulillah. Why? What does it mean when we say Alhamdulillah? Alhamdulillah is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His absolute perfect qualities and attributes. That's the meaning of Alhamdulillah. Saying Subhanallah is you're freeing Allah azza wa jalla from any faults or flaws in His character, in his qualities subhanahu wa ta'ala. So saying Alhamdulillah, when you affirm His perfect qualities. So when you say Alhamdulillah in the face of trial, what exactly you're saying? I say Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah Azza wa Jalla, the most perfect, the all perfect, meaning even what I'm going through, even though I see it to be hard or difficult or a trial, but I know He is the most perfect, He's the most merciful. That's part of His rahmah, probably. His mercy, that I have to go through this. Part of His wisdom, that I have to go through this, because I know He's all perfect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say it, my dear brothers and sisters, with that. Another form of showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is using these blessings that He bestowed upon you for his service. Why did He give you sight? Why did He give you wealth? Why did He give you health? Why did He give you time, free, that you have nothing to do with it? What do you do? What do you do with these things? And if you're not utilizing this to show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will regret it when you lose that opportunity. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس? Make sure you benefit from five things before five things catch up with you. Like your young age before you get old. When you're healthy before you get, sick. When you're wealthy before you become poor. And all these other things. Like basically, utilize these blessings before they're taken away from you. Because Allah says He's going to test you. And part of His test is taking some of these ni'am, some of these blessings to see how you're going to react to these things. So brothers and sisters, there are many ways to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but definitely being grateful shows Alhamdulillah that positive outlook on this world. Now the question, as many people ask, why do people refuse to be grateful? Why do people refuse to be grateful? What prevents us from being grateful? The ultimate answer to this lies in the fact that as human beings, we do not like to be in debt to anybody. You don't like to be in debt to anybody. You don't like anybody to have a favor on you. Because if they have favor on you, what does that mean to you? I owe them something. You feel obliged right now to submit to them or maybe be kind to them or do. You always feel that kind of debt that you owe that you have to repay this individual. That's why sometimes we deny the most obvious thing, like your spouse, your parents, your children. You owe each other a lot, Jemaah. Just being part of your life, you owe them that part as well. But we always deny that we don't want to be grateful towards one another. Now you can imagine now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people so arrogantly, they don't want to believe in Allah azza wa jal, so they reject all these favors. They don't want to accept that what they have in their hand all came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they deny Him completely and being ungrateful. Which is why, again, being grateful, it's a matter of character. It's a matter of choice. It's not a matter of nature. So make sure that you work on this, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Refine your characters of gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful on a daily basis. Think of the blessing Allah has bestowed upon you, and there are so many you cannot even enumerate. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to count them. May Allah make us among those who are grateful to Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring our heart to be grateful, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Show our gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to be shakirin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one last thing I want to mention about being grateful. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the hadith in the Messenger of Imam Ahmad, من لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. If you don't show your gratitude to the people, you won't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that even mean? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هو الرزاق, He is the one who sends the rizq provision to you. He is subhanahu wa ta'ala the one who is the jawad, al-kareem. He is the most generous, that he sends all these blessings to you. He is sending them through people. He is sending them through others around you. When you get the health and the wealth and the employment and all these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you sakina with your family, with your parents, with your spouse. All these things are blessings. Coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's utilizing the people to deliver them to you. So therefore, it's extremely important to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being grateful to the people around us. It's hard to admit your gratitude to a human being. Again, it makes you feel so much in debt to them. But it's okay. It's okay to admit the virtue that Allah blessed you with, having alhamdulillah, good family, good job, good health alhamdulillah, good time that you spend in your life, all these things. It's okay to admit to others and be grateful to them. So make sure, before you leave, inshallah ta'ala, send your gratitude to somebody. Meet someone, show them your gratitude, inshallah. Send them a text message. Say, look, listen, I haven't been actually saying Jazakallah khair, I want to make sure that I deliver that message to you, inshallah ta'ala. Whoever that person is, make sure to be grateful. Barakallahu feekum. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليه مولاها عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة